This is my first audio submission on Lit. I made it for a little teacher friend of mine. I hope you all enjoy it. I look he forward to hearing your feedback. So here it goes.
It's lunchtime. You're on first half duty. When changeover happens, the teacher who relieves you tells you there's a livery in the staff room for you. You immediately think of what has he got me this time, as your husband often sends you things to work to surprise you. You get there and there's a big bunch of flowers. They're beautiful, and so you're happy, but also a little surprised, as it's been some time since he sent you flowers. Lately it's been shoes, as they are a turn-on for both of you, and cost about the same. You take the flowers and enjoy the jealousy of the other girls in the office, and then head back to your classroom. There you open the envelope, expecting just a card. There is a card, but also another little envelope. You open the card and read it. Your heart instantly starts to pound, and your mind races with what you're reading. I hope you've opened this alone. If not, make an excuse and get somewhere private. I want to meet you. I've been thinking about you for months. I'm in town for this week only for work, and I fly home on Sunday. I want you to come and see me. Do you remember me? Can you guess who this is? In the other envelope is a hotel key. I'm staying at the Shangri-La. At least come and have a drink with me. I've left you some things in the room. Text your husband and tell him he's on kid duty tonight. Tell him you're going out with the girls and will be staying with a friend. I'll be out of the room by 5:30, and I'll simply wait in the hotel bar and have a drink and maybe something to eat, and just enjoy the view. You can go to the room then, and I'll leave the second key there. That way you can see that what I've left you and feel safe. If you don't come by 8, I'll tell the hotel I locked myself out of the room accidentally. Hopefully I'll see you there. Your head is spinning. You don't know what to do. Who is this guy? Thought about me for months. Fly home? Who do I know from interstate? Where did I meet them? Then it hits you. There was that one guy from last year when you went to that conference in Melbourne. Could it be him?
Do I text Dave?
Do I tell Sarah? If I do that, what if she tells me not to go? What if I go anyway? What will she think of me for considering it? I am curious. What could it hurt? I go see what's in the room. If there's someone there, I can go. If not, I can check it out, then head to the bar, then just leave. Fuck it. I'm gonna do it, you think. You grab your phone from your bag. You're literally shaking as you type, "Hey babe, I'm gonna go out with some of the girls tonight. Can you pick up the kids? I'm gonna crash at Sarah's too, so don't wait up. I'll owe you. Kiss, kiss, kiss." You pause for a moment, then you hit send. The message delivered. There's no turning back now. I can't believe I just did that. Your heart is literally pulsing out of your chest. You reread what you wrote. "I'm gonna crash at Sarah's." Why did I write that? I guess I can change my mind and just go home. But wow, the realization crashes over you. In your subconscious, you've already anticipated this could wind up as a one-night thing. Then your phone beeps. You feel a pang of guilt and nervousness. Then you read the reply. "Sure thing, babe. You girls have fun. And don't get too drunk. Also, make sure you're sober in the morning before you drive. Winky face, kissy face." You sigh with relief. Well, that bit's done. He obviously believes me, thank God. The rest of the day drags on. You can't concentrate on anything. Even Sarah has commented. The bell for the end of the day finally rings. You do your duty and then pack up and grab your purse and your hotel key. You take one last look at the flowers. You've put them in water in your classroom, as of course you can't take them home, and head for the city. You pull into the hotel and you're greeted by a parking attendant. You simply grab your purse and slip your heels back on, which you always take off when you drive. You nervously walk into the foyer. and check your watch, and then recheck the card. I'll be out of the room by 5:30. It's just gone 5:30. You want to make sure he's not there, so you head to the downstairs little bar, hoping that the bar he mentions will be the one close to the top level. You get a cranberry alizé. You need something a little stronger than wine to calm your nerves. You drink it quickly and order another. You check your watch. When you finish the second, it's now 5:45, so you start towards the lift. You enter the lift and head to the 7th floor. You make your way down the hall to the room. Your heart is all you can hear in your ears. You're scared, but turned on at the same time. This puzzles you a little, because the room is supposed to be empty, but still you're turned on. You are really doing this. You have a quick thought to knock rather than just enter, just in case. You knock. There is no answer. You knock again. Wait. Nothing. So this time you decide to use your key. You slide it in the slot and the little green light flashes. You open the door and call out, "Hello?" There's no answer. You enter the room. On the bed, laid out, are three or four dresses, all black, some lacy, all varying lengths of short. Then other items, bras, panties, bodysuits, stockings. There's a pair of black heels on the floor. All the clothes are clearly brand new, with tags still on them. There is also a note on the bed, typed in the same font as the card. It reads, "Well, if you're reading this, you've come this far. I'm hoping you continue and join me soon. I left these clothes and shoes for you. In the bathroom is makeup and things. If you choose to leave, feel free to take them all as you like. As I said, I brought them for you. Like I said, I hope to see you soon. Kiss." Under the envelope is a second room key. While your excitement is still raging high, you feel somewhat more secure, knowing that you have the room to yourself until 8. That's if you need that long. You spend the next 20 minutes checking out the clothes, looking at them by holding them up to yourself in the mirror and trying some on. You decide to have a shower and prepare yourself with freshly shaven legs. You don't have clippers, so you say, "What the hell?" And you shave your pussy clean as well, just in case. You decide then you'll get dressed and reassess whether or not to continue with this adventure. You finally settle on a dress, short, black, lacy, tight in all the right places. You select from the bras and panties. You put on the open-toed strappy heels and check yourself out in the mirror. You look so fuckable, and this whole thing has you so horny now that you know you're heading up to the bar. Your pussy is literally leaking your juice as you exit the lift at the bar. It's 7:30. You scan the room as you look up to the bar. You can't see anyone you recognise. You decide to sit at the bar and order a drink. You order a cocktail. You start to sip it and continue to look around. A guy approaches you. You look closely. You have no idea who he is. He starts to chat you up. You realise he's just some random who thinks you're hot. You can't blame him. You brush him off and explain you're waiting for someone. A few moments later, a familiar voice behind you orders another drink for you, and one for himself. You spin in your seat. It's me, your husband. Your face is instantly flushed with blood, and you know you're gone all red. I give a cheeky little laugh. You notice I'm wearing a black suit, black shirt, and I'm looking done at myself, not what I would normally wear to work. You feel so guilty and you don't know what to say. "Babe, I'm..." You start. "Surprised? Disappointed? I was going to say sorry. I'm so sorry." I grab our drinks and motion you to follow me to a secluded table in the corner. "Don't be sorry, babe. I was hoping you would come. Clearly you didn't think it was me then." You cast your eyes down. "Don't worry. Part of me hoped you would think it was someone else." I can see now you're really confused. "Tell me, how did you feel all afternoon once you read that card?" "Excited and scared," you reply. "And when you were downstairs waiting to head up to the room?" "My heart was jumping out of my chest." "And when you were in the room?" "What was your heart doing then?" "The same, just the mere thought it could be some guy I met only briefly, had my heart pounding. "And your pussy?" I asked with a knowing smile. You reply it was dripping. It still was, I bet, right up until I surprised you. To be honest, even though I feel caught out, for some reason it's still dripping. Well, you see, that's what I was going for. If I simply sent you that note and said meet me in the city, sure you would have loved it, and it would have been exciting. But putting that doubt in your mind, making you think it was someone else, now that really set you off, didn't it? Yes, it did. So you're not angry? You reply. No, I didn't do this to catch you out. I'm not angry. Who knows? Well, I know you would have gone back to the room, and then you know if you would have fucked him, this man in your mind. Who said I would have gone back to the room, even? You say. Well, if you didn't want to get caught, you would have had to. How would you explain coming home in new clothes and no longer having the ones you left in? You gasp. I didn't think of that. So, shall we head back downstairs? You ask. Well, I have one last surprise. Let's stay in character a little, shall we? Slip me back one of the room keys. I'll leave first and you follow in 5 or 10 minutes. You see people everywhere, you know. You wouldn't want to be seen leaving with a strange man now, would you? But if we leave separately, then you have a plausible excuse now, don't you? I guess I do, you reply. I take one key, leave you there to finish your drink. About 10 minutes later, you head to the room. You stand outside the door, and surprisingly, you're still as excited as ever, even though you know it's me, your husband, on the other side. You slide the key in the slot. The little green light flashes. And you push open the door. The room is in complete darkness. You fumble along the wall searching for the switch. Then, without warning, I grab you from behind and push you up against the wall. This causes the door to close. The only source of light in the room now disappears, leaving the room in total darkness. You slowly move against me. I wrap my arm around you, grabbing at the lace dress. I love the feeling of that lace dress in my hand and against your skin. I scrunch a handful of the fabric. I'm glad you picked this one. It was my favourite, I whisper in your ear. I start to kiss your neck, biting at your neck and your ear. Ah, that's it, baby. Lean back into me. Give me better access to that neck. I love rubbing my teeth on that skin. The smell of your perfume mixed with your own scent is intoxicating. I slowly unzip your dress and let it drop to the floor. Then I'm straight back in, back on you, pressing hard against you. You reach back with one hand and run it down my side. You realize I'm completely naked already. Can you feel how hard I am for you? Do you like how it feels pressed against your ass? I think it's time for this bra to come off as well. Biting your creamy skin. You see how easy I get that bra off you even in the dark. I press my body back against you. I love the feel of your tits in my hands. Your nipples between my fingers. They are so hard. I like having you up against the wall, like this, both your hands straight out in front of you. I push your legs apart with one of mine. That's it. Open that stance up for me. Fuck, you have a sexy ass. I love how it sounds when I smack it, then grab a handful of it. Baby. I can feel how wet you are, even through the fabric. Your pussy must be dripping. I think it's time for these panties to come off, don't you? I want to see it. Bite your ass.
Does that hurt, baby? That's it. Spin around. Now back on that wall. Oh, baby, your pussy looks beautiful. My mouth's watering for it. Fuck, it looks so tight. That's it. Put that foot over my shoulder and down my back. Oh, I think it's time I tasted your sweetness. Do you like me running my tongue across your little wet slit? Oh, I like the way you're squirming. That just makes me want to tease you more. Oh, that pussy tastes so good. And that little clit is so hard. Do you like me licking your clit? Flicking and teasing it? Oh, baby, you're starting to drip into my mouth. That's it. Come closer to me. Oh, you like me grabbing that ass and pulling you to my mouth? Oh, baby. That's it. Oh, I wanted you to come in my mouth. I want to taste your sweetness. Oh, you feel how deep I'm pushing my tongue in you? Yeah. Oh, do you like the feeling of me groaning into your pussy? Do you like how the vibrations go through your clit and your pussy? Oh, baby. Oh, fuck yeah. That's it, come for me. Oh, you taste so good. Oh, baby. Fuck, you taste so sweet. Oh, pin you against the wall, kiss you some more. Oh, do you like how you taste on my lips? Do you like tasting yourself while I kiss you? I pick you up and I carry you to the bed, dropping you onto it roughly. Now, let's get you just where I want you. See what I have already here for you? Or is it for me? That's one. I climb over your stomach. Straddle you. Oh, my cock pushing straight up at your tits. Now, let's get the other one. I like having your arms above your head like this. I can kiss you where I like your mouth. Or your neck. Or your tit. I can sit here on top of you and pull myself off and just make you watch. Do you like that? I can play with that sweet, wet pussy. You like that, don't you? Having my two fingers curling him just like this to rub hard on your G-spot. You do like that, don't you? Your sexy little pussy so tight and wet. Oh, that feels good, doesn't it? You like being touched there? Is that going to make you come again? When I curl my fingers up hard against your G-spot? It is, isn't it? You like being fucked by my fingers? I think your pussy's telling me it does. You want my cock though, don't you? The question is, where do I give it to you first? I think I want to feel those rosy red lips wrapped around my cock before those pussy lips are. That's it, baby. Ah, yeah.
Oh, you can't quite reach it. Open your mouth. Oh, you're hungry for it, aren't you? Oh, baby, that's it. Suck me. Oh, suck me hard like that. Oh, you're making it hard for me to concentrate on my fingers. Oh, you suck me like that. Oh, fuck. You want me to push my cock deeper in your mouth? Oh, fuck that sexy face. Oh, do you like that? Ah, oh, the way I push your hair from your face so I can watch. I don't know how much more of this I can take. Oh, yeah. I love watching my cock disappear past those lips. Oh, that's it. Now I'm going to give you what you want. Oh, my hard cock in that tight pussy. Oh, you feel how hard you've got me? I don't think my cock has ever been this full or this hard. You've sucked him so well, got me so worked up that I just can't take it anymore. Oh yeah, pull your legs closer to me. Your feet are beside my head. Oh, do you like how I grab your thighs and just pull you into me? That's what I want. Oh baby, your pussy feels so fucking hot. So tight and wet. Do you like how I rub the head of him just in that slit, teasing you? Oh, I'm gonna push him in you. Oh, she's so fucking tight. Oh, so wet. Oh. Oh. First feeling of you sliding onto him. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, you feel how hard I am? Oh, you like how I grab those thighs, don't you? Pulling my cock deeper inside you. Oh, fuck, you're making me so hot. Oh, I can feel the sweat building on me. Oh, you like how I'm working your pussy, baby? Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, I love the way your lips pull the skin back on my cock. Oh, and then I pull him out and, oh, they pull them back over. Oh, they're so fucking tight but wet. Those legs. I want to slide in between them. One leg underneath me, between my legs. The other and over and past my side, while you're laying on your side. Oh, you thought I was fucking you deep before. Oh, now feel this. Oh, yeah. I love fucking you like this. Grabbing you by one ankle. Oh, yes, the other hand on your sexy tit. Well, I pump you deep and hard. Oh, oh, fuck yeah. Oh, baby. Oh, I'm gonna fill you up. Baby, I wanna fuck you hard and deep like this. Oh, I wanna stop. I don't think I can hold on much longer though. Inside you. you feel it? Oh, yeah. Oh, baby. Oh, fuck. Yeah. For now.